This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-8255. The big health news weekend because the president is now hospitalized with COVID-19. They say it's just a precaution and he's feeling better, but he's getting a very complicated cocktail of nutrients as well as experimental drugs to stem the tide of the infection. And we're all breathlessly awaiting to see how he fares, because if he does well, it'll be a vindication of the therapies that are in place to treat COVID-19. It'll be very encouraging to the populace. And if he does poorly, it's going to be an object lesson in flouting the rules of social distancing. And for some, there will be some schadenfreude about the president coming to harm. 877-726-8255. We talked a lot about it last hour. You can call us with your questions related to your own health problems or COVID-19 or the president's predicament this hour. And that number is available to you 24/7. So we're going to take a recorded call on that line. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I do have a question for you about breast implant illness. I just explanted 5 weeks ago, and I have been diagnosed with many autoimmune issues, and I'm actually beginning to see a difference. I have a great interest in breast implant illness. It intrigues me, but I'm curious to know what your opinion is on it. I value your opinion. I've been a listener for many years. Thank you for your time.
Okay. You know, this is a really important issue because breast implant illness, there's already an acronym, BII. Is a term that is being used to refer to a wide range of symptoms that can develop after undergoing a reconstructive surgery or cosmetic augmentation with breast implants. And amazingly, it's not recognized as a real illness. It's struggling for recognition, and clearly something is going on. But for a lot of reasons, for liability reasons, for one, it's not being recognized. It's also not being recognized because it would engender a whole lot of insurance issues. So it's a cluster of symptoms that include symptoms that resemble autoimmunity, chronic fatigue and body aches and brain fog, sleep problems, rashes, dry mouth and dry eyes, which are reminiscent of Sjogren's syndrome, mood problems, anxiety, depression, headaches, hair loss, GI problems. And you can see by, you know, the symptoms are so legion that they can often be confused with symptoms of depression or symptoms related to menopause. And, you know, women have a lot of these kinds of symptoms, right? So are you going to blame it on their breast implants? They haven't established the smoking gun link. Why? Because there are no tests that can define it. You can't really use tests like antibodies to silicone, for example, to define it. There's no recognized test that's going to tell you with certainty that your problems are due to your breast implants. So what do? You feel lousy. All the symptoms seem to fit the bill. And you do what this caller did. You're going to have what's called an explantation. You're going to take them out. And that is, unfortunately, a surgery that's being increasingly done. I think it's a big problem. And the controversy has raged since the first use of breast implants, which was in the 1960s, 1970s. Some innovative cosmetic surgeons said, hey, we can create these silicone bags, and they have some gel in them, and they have the exact same consistency of breasts. You know, that's questionable. But they do give women form and confidence, and they can be helpful after breast surgery to kind of restore the body image of women. Some women don't care. They're fine with their appearance after breast surgery. It's a controversial area, and it also depends on the filler. It depends on whether the breast implants rupture, because when they rupture, their contents are released into the surrounding tissue. I once treated a woman, this is years ago, who was lighting her oven, you know, a gas oven with a match. And unfortunately, the oven exploded, and the force was sufficient to rupture one of her breast implants. Can you imagine that? And, it singed her eyebrows and burnt her hair, but it also had sufficient impact to rupture one of her breast implants, and her health went completely downhill. And we managed her care afterwards, you know, working on some of the things that we use to treat autoimmunity. You know, lots of fish oil and anti-inflammatories, had an autoimmune paleo diet, and antioxidant supplements and things along those lines to help her body detoxify from the exposure to all those chemical contaminants that were released into her system. And, you know, the lymphatic system lies very close to the breast implant, so a lot of that stuff gets picked up and circulates around the body and wreaks havoc. I think it's a real entity, but unfortunately it's not achieving much recognition. I'm looking here at a study published by researchers in the Netherlands in 2013, looked at 80 women with silicone gel-filled implants and autoimmune symptoms. Just like this caller, they found that symptoms improved in 69% of the women after implant removal surgery. So what she says, you know, I mean, you could say, well, it's a placebo. You know, she had surgery, you know, she thinks she's better. But there's something real going on here. And when you remove the toxic burden of these breast implants from women who are suffering symptoms. And not all women with breast implants have these problems, but a fairly high proportion do. Perhaps it's due to genetics. Some women are more susceptible to autoimmunity, and to their detoxification systems are less robust. They're very sensitive to the materials in the breast implants. They don't do well. You know, let me just say, as a man, like, it, I know you women are really concerned about your body image, but we really don't care that much about whether you have D-sized breasts. You know, it's you that we're interested in, and you don't have to undergo the risk of these invasive procedures to make us love you, unfortunately. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item here, this is one of those duh stories from Arizona State University, association between screen time use, diet, and other health factors. The more time you spend watching TV and using screens, and now screens are ubiquitous because we have portable devices, the more likely you are to be obese and to have a risk of the degenerative diseases that afflict people in the West. Binge watching, defined as watching multiple episodes of a television program in a single setting, was significantly associated with less healthy dietary patterns. You know, I like to watch some of these addictive shows like Ozark and Breaking Bad. And there's a bunch of shows, you know, I call them my guilty pleasures, but I ration myself to watch one or at most two episodes. The other thing that they cause is sleep deprivation, which we know is not good for you. So, yeah, especially when it comes to our kids, our youth, there is an association between screen time use and diet and health factors. The least helpful dietary patterns and the poorest health-related characteristics are among people who are the biggest users of screens. Check this out. Averaging roughly 11.3 and 7 hours of screen use per day. That's too much. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Program note, we are launching as of now on social media. If you go to Facebook, you'll see the launch of our much anticipated video on the subject of terrain. You know, for many years in the 19th century, there was a big argument about what was more important, the germ or the terrain. And it was Louis Pasteur who came up with the germ theory, and his view prevailed for many years, and they came up with magic bullets and antibiotics and powerful drugs to treat diseases. But there was a guy back in the 19th century named Antoine Béchamp, who we celebrate in this video, who promoted the terrain theory, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and make you aware of it in an upcoming newsletter article. It's even more relevant today as we face down COVID-19 with all our arsenal of powerful drugs. What's more important, the drugs or our underlying condition? It's a little bit of both. Let's take a phone call, 877-726-8255. We've got a live caller, Karen from Florida. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear, Karen.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for talking to me today. I called you about 2 months ago about the whiteness in my fingertips, and you said extra fish oil. You had experienced that problem. But now it's turned
Like Raynaud's syndrome, it's sometimes referred to.
Yes. Well, that's improved, thankfully. But now I have this numbness, and I don't know how to get rid of it. I try. The doctor put me on prednisone for 10 days. I know. Whoa. I don't like taking drugs.
What's that? Is that Florida medicine? Is like, you know, when you have numbness in the fingers, they put you on prednisone? Doctors down there are notorious, I think, for overreach. And I don't know what's going on down there, but go ahead.
You know, I thought of you immediately because I'm not a person who just easily takes a drug. I don't take any medications. But the thing is, it's driving me crazy because I play a lot of tennis. And
do you have any evidence of it? You know, there might be a rationale for the doctor doing that. Do you have evidence of some sort of autoimmune disease? Or do you have carpal tunnel syndrome or something like that? Have you been tested with EMGs to see if the nerves are properly conducting down to your fingers?
No, I haven't been tested. I had sarcoid a long time ago, but I got off of it. Well, you got me. You cured me.
Okay, so I mean, when you have numbness in your extremities, the appropriate physician to see is a neurologist, and the neurologist can do specific testing and find out if you have a neuropathy or if you have something like carpal tunnel syndrome, which is pretty common in your age group. You know, women, you know, past a certain age, very high frequency of CTS, carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, I would need a diagnosis to have a better sense of what supplements to put you on. But if indeed it is carpal tunnel syndrome, vitamin B6 can be helpful. And you have to be a little careful with vitamin B6. You can't go, you know, mega dosing with B6, but you can take, you know, say 50 milligrams a couple of times a day. And see if that alleviates symptoms. But it's best to know what we're treating, you know, to actually pinpoint the condition.
Okay.
So see if you can get a referral to a neurologist. I'm sorry?
Okay, that's what I'll do. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, driving you crazy and, you know, prednisone, you don't want to be taking a lot of prednisone because it, you know, can make you gain weight. It can affect your eyesight. It can affect your blood sugar. That's not going to be a good situation long term. Thank you for your call, Karen. And, you know, check back in with us when the neurologist weighs in with an opinion, if they can figure out what's going on with you. All right. So this item. If fatigue affects you, and for whom is that not a problem from time to time, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years old, increasing your fatigue. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. That's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it also reduces some of the effects of aging. It's available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribed it for my patients, now with a 45-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's MyFutureFarm, PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available to you during the rest of today's program while we're on the air. But it's also available to you 24/7. So you got a notion to pose a question, say, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear.
Hi, I have really severe acid reflux. Like, almost everything I eat creates burping, and I feel like regurgitating everything I eat. And sometimes I get heartburn as well. I've been on and off antacids for the past 30 years, but I don't like using them long term. So I just came across your website and I read the supplements that can be used. I'd just like to ask whether they can all be used at the same time, or would they be clashing in terms of ingredients? Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, that is a good question. But before we get into remedies, we often like to search for a cause. And so, you know, the primary cause of acid reflux is diet, and we'd want to take a detailed dietary history. It turns out that certain foods are culprit foods. I mean, you've probably been through, if you have a long history of acid reflux, you've probably been through the elimination diet route. And although some people simply eliminate the classic precipitants of reflux, you know, such as avoiding coffee and maybe booze and spicy food and greasy food. Okay, you know, those are some of the things that are acknowledged to be causes of acid reflux. You know, tomato sauce, for example. They're on typical elimination diets. But for some people, they need to go further. And it was actually something that I learned from the late, great Dr. Robert Atkins. He would put people on very low-carb diets for weight loss, or to treat blood sugar, or to reduce their cardiovascular risk by improving their cholesterol. And the consequence of that is that people would say, yeah, I feel better. You know, I've been having acid reflux for my entire life, but on this very low-carb diet, I'm not having the burping and the belching and the reflux of acidic contents from my stomach anymore. And the reason is that they were eating less fermented food, or fermentive food, food that could be fermented by bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, and it could create bubbles and gas that would float upward and cause the acid splash that was affecting their esophagus. So, you know, that's something I would investigate with you. In terms of remedies, you know, some of the things that are helpful, DGL is helpful. That's a licorice extract. There's, you know, various things that we recommend. And, you know, they can be used simultaneously, but sometimes it's worth it to just try one and then the other, and see which one works best for you. Things that contain slippery elm can be helpful. We actually have a protocol for GERD on our website, if you check it out at drhoffman.com. So, you know, again, you know, with a lot of things. A lot of people say, what's good for anxiety? What pills should I take? What's good for sleep? What's good for depression? And we like to look at underlying causes. You know, what is the cause of your problem? And that's, you know, the limit to self-care when you go to websites and here's a protocol and just take these supplements and you'll be all better. Sometimes you need individualized care with a nutritionally oriented health practitioner like myself to analyze your problem and get to the bottom of it and see if we can alleviate it through natural means. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's talk about something that I consider could be the next big thing in supplementation. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory nutrients that your bodies need. Here's a brand new all-natural daily preventive against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health is four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and it supports weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption and bioavailability. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And, I went to try and get a bike this weekend. And I went to the bike store in great hopes of finding my ideal bike, and they had virtually no inventory. It turns out that there's been a run on bicycles. They're very hard to get a hold of. And, it's a common thing. Like, I'm average size. I like wear a 40 regular suit, and I wear medium shirts and pants, and, got a 32 waist. And so often my sizes are gone, and I'm an average size guy. So the bikes available for average size guys weren't there. They were like super large bikes, and they were like super small bikes. But people are really getting into physical activity, especially since the gyms are limited, in some places closed, like in New York City. But one of the nice things about New York City is that it is ideally suited for walking to work. And this is one of the reasons that I still reside in New York City, at least during the work week. I'm out in New Jersey this weekend, broadcasting here from New Jersey, but from my home studio. But in New York City, I get to walk to work. It is exactly a mile from my apartment to my office. And so it's a mile there and a mile back. And one of the nice things about New York City is not a lot of barriers to walking. Yeah, you can get run over by cyclists and crazy drivers. Okay. But that's something that we've had to cope with, forever here in New York. That's nothing new. And in a lot of cities, they're just not engineered for walking to work. There's always like a long car commute, or there's the physical barriers to walking. So here's a study from Ohio State University: why walking to work may be better for you than a casual stroll. Walking with a purpose, especially walking to get to work, makes people walk faster and consider themselves to be healthier, a new study has found. So this is a message for city planners that when planning urban environments, you need to eliminate the barriers for people to walk or perhaps cycle commute to work, because it's really hard to do in many metropolitan areas. An additional 10 minutes of walking per trip from home or for work-based trips increase that person's odds of having a higher health score by 6%. compared with people who walk for other reasons. I mean, yeah, some people, they just kind of stroll and walk around. Okay, that's good. But walking to work, they say, is particularly beneficial. And the other thing about it is shopping, for me, is different in New York. Because when I'm in the suburbs, I get in a car and, you know, I load the car in a parking lot and I drive home. But in the city, I go to the market and I literally schlep heavy packages home. And that's just good exercise. So they say that, you know, going to a gym or a recreation center, that's not the only way to exercise. And especially now when our access to those places is limited, let's look for alternative ways to exercise. I'm going to go further afield in search of a bike tomorrow as the weekend continues. And hopefully my quest will be rewarded. 877-726-8255 is our number. Here's another story, a couple of stories about the effects of a high glycemic index. Glycemic index means the impact of a food on your blood sugar. Something with a high glycemic index would be table sugar or soda sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. And the relationship between the glycemic index and the glycemic load and the risk of coronary heart disease, huge study. I mean, the number of people involved internationally goes on for an entire page. You know, it's Greece and the Netherlands and Spain and Germany and Italy and UK and, you know, all over the world. A pan-European cohort study. And what they found, not surprisingly, is that a high carbohydrate intake raises blood triglycerides, glucose, and insulin. It reduces HDL. And it increases the risk of coronary heart disease. So that really calls for a low-carb diet. Another study here, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Cumulative soft drink consumption is associated with insulin resistance in Mexican adults. And believe you me, they are aware of that down there because in one of the provinces of, one of the states of Mexico, they have states, not provinces. We're not talking Canada. In one of the states of Mexico, they have banned the sale of soft drinks to children. So if you're a little kid and you come in and say, you know, I got a dollar here or a peso, whatever the, you know, the unit of exchange is down there, and I want to buy a soda, no can do, no bueno, no es posible. They've actually taken very stringent measures to curtail the epidemic of diabetes among Mexican children and adults by limiting the sales of soft drinks to kids. And this study supports that strategy. Soft drinks associated with deterioration in insulin sensitivity in the Mexican population. A lot of obesity, a lot of diabetes in that country. And, you know, I guess while the water's not safe to drink, so drink soda, drink Coca-Cola, drink Pepsi, drink Dr. Pepper. Not a good idea. All right, 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and that number available to you 24/7, so we're going to take a recorded call. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Yeah, I've been working out most of my life, but now since of the COVID, I work out inside the condo. I don't go out to the gym anymore, but I see that I developed an inguinal hernia, it seems to be, on the left side. I want to avoid an operation, and I'm wondering if I can increase the amount of fish oils I take. Would that be beneficial to perhaps avoid what they call a strangulation or incarceration, which is rare, but it could happen. I need your advice on that. I don't want to have an operation. I appreciate if you could help me out. Thank you for everything.
Okay. Well, I'm sometimes referred to as the tell me it ain't so doc. You know, I'm like the court of last resort. For people who want to avoid taking a medication or undergoing surgery. And I got to say that when it comes to hernias, there are no nutritional supplements that are going to make that get fixed. A hernia is a weakening of the supportive tissue in the abdomen that allows an outpocketing. And, that may not be so bad because, you know, in the old days before surgery was that available, you would have the surgical truss, and a lot of, you know, especially older guys would wear something to keep things in, so to speak, because the danger is that, yeah, it can stick out and then it can get incarcerated. You know, we talk about people who are incarcerated in prison. Well, when a piece of intestine that pokes out through a little gap in your abdominal musculature gets caught in there and squeezed down, you can have an abdominal catastrophe. You can have a cutoff of blood flow to that piece of intestine. That piece of intestine becomes necrotic, and it can become a life-threatening emergency besides being excruciatingly painful. So you don't want to get incarcerated in a couple of ways. You don't want to go to jail, and you don't want to get a piece of intestine that gets clamped down. And so if it keeps there's what's called reducible hernias, and then there's – which means it sticks out and you can – push it back in. And when that happens, you're at risk of an incarceration or an entrapment. And that can be very dangerous. So I would suggest that you go the surgical route, unfortunately. All right. A final note in today's broadcast. Keep in mind, you know, we talk a lot about studies here. Will masks protect you from COVID-19? It's hydroxychloroquine okay? Is it good? Is it bad? Here's one. Taking a beta blocker after a heart attack. Well, recently that came under fire because a study suggests that it doesn't really make a difference in terms of outcomes, you know, after taking it for 3 or 6 months after a heart attack. So, you know, research that, you know, we depend on gets overturned all the time. And what they're saying here, only 1 in 10 medical treatments are backed by high-quality evidence. This according to a review in the Journal of Clinical Epidemiology. They looked at 154 studies. They found that only 15, that's 9.9%, had high-quality evidence. So what's going on? They're saying that a lot of junk gets published. There's a publisher-perish mentality. and a lot of junk papers get published. One critic of all this, professor of statistics at Oxford University, pleaded for less but better research because some of the research that we depend upon for making critical medical decisions is just poor quality research. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know, some of our verities in medicine we really got to think about and challenge going forward. So that's the latest. Only 1 in 10 medical treatments are backed by high-quality evidence. All right. I want to remind you that if you go to our newsletter, subscribe to our newsletter this week, we're going to talk about the terrain versus the germ theory. And the terrain theory is increasingly important during our experience with COVID-19 because we want a strong terrain, a disease-resistant terrain. And we're going to review that argument in a clever video that we've created for you. You can find it on Facebook. We just put it up this hour. So check it out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Go to drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. And download our podcasts. We got some great ones coming up this week. We're going to talk about the problems with testing with Dr. Robert Furkirk next week. And you can enjoy those podcasts. Download them to your favorite podcast app on your cell phone or mobile device. And become thereby a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have a great weekend. Stay safe amid the hospitalization of our president. We wish him well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.